The U.S. dollar has extended its run today, largely on the back of market reactions to the EU-U.S. trade agreement and anticipation for the upcoming FOMC update. This has dragged the euro and pound down to their lowest level since June and May, respectively. Criticism of the trade deal has intensified, with the Hungarian PM mocking EU negotiator von der Leyen. President Trump announced a potential 15-20% global tariff, while Texas businesses facing labor shortages due to immigration policies are increasing wages and hours. In Japan, former BOJ Deputy Governor Nakaso hinted at resuming rate hikes amid concerns over the dollar's dominance, while Suntory CEO urged immediate BOJ rate increases to counter yen weakness and rising import costs. In Europe, ECB inflation expectations dipped, and one major European bank now predicts no further rate cuts this year, anticipating a hike by late 2026. Meanwhile, UK shop prices rose and mortgage approvals exceeded expectations. US data releases today include wholesale inventories, house prices, jolts, job openings, and consumer confidence. That's all for now.